Good evening. So last week and tonight and the next week, the structure of our service is going to be a little different. We're going to do contemplative coloring. We did that for those of you who were here last Advent. We tried it a couple of times and it was fun and a nice change of pace. So this is doing the contemplative coloring is going to replace then our time of silence. But feel free, you can choose to color while you meditate or you can sit in silence, whatever works for you. So what we normally do when we try it this way is the message that usually comes at the end, we instead do it at the beginning to kind of set the stage for what the Advent theme is and a new prayer practice, because each week is a different prayer practice. So this week we're doing the Advent theme of peace, and the form of prayer is going to be called the centering prayer. And all of the things that we're going through and all the content is from Reverend Sharon Seaforth Garner. She's actually a Methodist pastor here in the local area. And this is a book that she put together concerning Advent and mandalas. And she also has another one, which is excellent because she speaks about the four different prayer practices and gives you mandalas to color. So if anyone's interested in looking at it, feel free to come see it afterwards. Let's open in prayer. God of peace, as we light candles, color mandalas, and practice centering prayer, help us to be still and stay centered in you. Allow us to let go of the distractions and replace our perfectionism with your peace that passes all understanding. May we have eyes to see your light in our life, calling us home to your peace-filled presence. Amen. All right, so tonight, in our second week of Advent, we're centering in peace. And again, our information is from Sharon Seaforth Garner. Let's take a look at the scripture from Mark 4. And it talks about how Jesus is, how he brings us peace, but I also like it because it also explains to us how he lived and worked in community, but he also needed time to be alone. So it says, eager crowds gathered by the seaside to be near Jesus and hear his words. Because of the crowds of people, Jesus goes out on a boat just offshore so that he could speak to the crowds and be heard by all. He teaches with parables about sowing seeds in the good soil, shining God's light rather than hiding under it, nurturing faith the size of a mustard seed. And at the end of a long day of preaching and teaching, Jesus is exhausted. He suggests to his disciples that they leave the crowds behind for a while and take their boat over to the other side so he can have a few moments of peace and quiet. Longing for rest, Jesus goes to the stern of the boat, lies down on a cushion, and falls sound asleep. Meanwhile, a windstorm comes on the sea, and the boat is overwhelmed by waves. Full of fear, the disciples wake Jesus and say, "Don't you care that our ship is going down in the storm?" Jesus gets up, calms the storm with the simple words, "Peace, be still." The disciples, previously afraid and losing faith, are filled with great awe. Again, that came from Mark chapter 4. So we too are filled with awe and gratitude as we light our second candle of the Advent wreath and we center ourselves in Jesus' peace. The Prince of Peace is coming to help us be still and find peace amidst the storms of our lives. Jesus says from John, "Peace be with you." Also from John, "Peace I leave with you." And from Matthew, "Blessed are the peacemakers." And from Mark, "Be at peace with one another." From the moment of his birth and throughout his life, Jesus advocates for peace. As a follower of Jesus, we can find peace in his presence even when we, like his disciples, are afraid, overwhelmed, and beginning to lose faith. Jesus never gives up on us. If we only have the faith the size of a mustard seed, the promise of peace on earth and in our hearts will grow. We long to cultivate our mustard seed faith and boldly face the storms of our lives with the words of Jesus, "Peace, be still." But how? So contemplative coloring and centering prayer kind of helps us find peace and stillness even in the midst of our stormy lives. And it does so by returning us to focus on God's presence at our center, in our core. So we listen for the still small voice of God, whispering insight, love, and peace. We open our hearts to the Holy Spirit, and we breathe deeply of God's peaceful presence at the core of our very being. Centering prayer, it can bring moments of clarity, discernment, and new understandings. But often, the gift of centering prayer is simply the inner peace that comes from being still with God. Centering prayer has been a part of Christian contemplative tradition for centuries, although in recent years it's been growing in popularity. In many ways, centering prayer is one of the easiest prayers to explain, but it's one of the most difficult ones to practice. Through centering prayer, we seek to do the following. There's three aspects of it. One is be still. Two is we center ourselves in God by focusing on a sacred word. And three, we release any distractions that try to throw us off balance. So these steps, they seem like just straightforward, but the difficulty comes in taming our distractions. For anyone that's tried to sit in silence and you last maybe 5 seconds before a distraction comes your way. So we have to learn how to actually quiet that voices that are around us so that we can hear God's small voice. These distracting voices, they can be persistent and loud and sometimes hard to ignore, making centering prayer quite challenging. God speaks quietly, and distractions shout in our ears. Even so, we can practice tuning in to the hush of a whisper, letting the noise of the world fade into the background. Especially during the holiday season, distractions often become our focus. Demands and expectations tug at our sleeves, seeking attention. Centering prayer helps us release these distractions and reclaim God's peace. It helps us turn away from cultural pressure to do and recenter ourselves in the assurance that we are already enough in God's eyes. So how then do we get started with this peaceful, centered way of prayer? So first is the element of being still. Far easier said than done. Being still is a profound challenge in a world that values us being on the go all the time, and it values doing over being. We are a more culture. We want to do more, get more, go more. So we embrace the drive-throughs, quick fixes, multitasking. People are telling us to stay constantly busy with so many things thrown up in the air at the same time. So stillness is often misconstrued as wasted time. I don't know if y'all have ever tried just to sit still and you think that you're feeling guilty because you should be doing something, but we actually are called to stillness. So amidst the barrage of unrealistic expectations, being still can seem virtually impossible. Our lives, and I love this explanation that Sharon gave because it makes so much sense. She said our lives are like a snow globe that is constantly shaken and it never allowed to be still. So when a snow globe is in constant motion, it's hard to see the image that's actually at the center for all the snow that's flying around. Only once the snow globe is actually set down and it can settle down that the snow can fall down and settle. And then at that time, we can actually see and appreciate the beauty of what is found at the center of the globe. Similarly, how can we see the image of God at our center when we flurry about in a frenzy of activity? To find peace, we must intentionally make time and space to set the snow globe of our lives down and let the storm settle. Only then are we able to see the beautiful image of God at the center of who we are. And if we lose sight of God at our center, we risk believing that our own ego should be the center of our world. To resist this temptation, we must be still so that we can hear the still small voice of God. So contemplative coloring, it helps us to create this space to be still with God, and it helps us slow down, set aside our distractions, and focus on prayer, paper, pencils, and the presence of God. The mandala that you'll have there, it's been designed to kind of help you enter into more deeply into a space of calm and stillness as we color and pray. She makes sure she keeps the designs simple enough so that it's not about, like, by the way, coloring in the lines or having to pay too much attention to it. So then the second element of centering prayer is actually choosing a sacred word. And the sacred word's purpose is to help us stay centered in God's presence. It becomes this like lantern that lights our way through darkness and distractions. So as we're distracted while we're doing centering prayer, we can just come back by remembering our sacred word. This step reminds Sharon of her great-grandfather, Baird. He used to find his way home after a long day of teaching and preaching. He was a Methodist circuit rider in upstate New York in the early 1900s. And he would travel between churches on the circuit in his little buggy pulled by his trusty horse. And his horse's name was Tiddlywinks. So when he was ready to head home after a really long day, he would get into his buggy and he would simply say, "Home." And he would sit back and rest assured that Tiddlywinks would indeed bring him home safely. So selecting a sacred word to use during our centering prayer allows us to sit back and rest in the assurance that our time of prayer will bring us safely home into God's peaceful presence. So there are a lot of different sacred words that you might use. You might use one that comes in the scripture tonight. Some people use like the word peace, or they might use Emmanuel, Holy Spirit. Others can choose a word that grounds them in God's creation. So they might use the word like sea or mountaintop, wind, roots. And some might choose some personal image of God, like father or mother or shepherd or home. Any just sacred word, again, that just brings you back to a center. It's its only purpose there. So during the second week of Advent, let's choose sacred words that draw us into an experience of deep peace during centering prayer. And then, after creating space to be still and choosing our sacred word, we have to know we're going to experience distractions. And they're going to kind of throw us off balance while we're practicing our centering prayer. So the third element, then, is releasing the distractions and remembering our sacred word. So to come gently return to our sacred stillness. So during this holiday time, our lives are so packed with distractions. Like stores have been pushing, buying things and shopping, spending. Holiday gatherings can become an obligation rather than a true fellowship. And think about this year. Add in the fact that we don't even know if you can gather or not gather, how to make it happen or not make it happen. It's just so many things are in the hopper this year as well. So we want to create these memories with the family, but it also means fussing and losing sleep and getting caught up in the doing. So Sharon, her husband and her children, they still remind her of what they call the year of the crooked Christmas tree. It was a time when she almost succumbed to the futile quest of the perfect holiday celebration. So that year, her son was really young, and he was wrapped up in his play, and before you know it, he crashed into the Christmas tree, knocking it over, and ornaments broke. So Sharon picked it up, and she tried to set it back in its stand, but the tree had actually broken. And so she leaned this tree against the wall and cleaned up all the broken ornaments. And she struggled with these feelings of sadness and disappointment because their perfectly beautiful tree was now what she called all wrong. But what she realized over the following days, she slowly began to regain perspective. And she didn't understand or practice this idea of contemplative prayer and centering prayer back then. She wished she had have. But that crooked Christmas tree, it became an anticipated part of their holiday decor. And she actually kind of grew fond of it because it was quirky. It reminded her that the desire to create the perfect Christmas had become actually a distraction. Christmas isn't about the perfect tree or the perfect gift or the perfect gathering. It's about bringing our imperfections to the manger and trusting that the peace that passes all understanding can be born into our lives. Centering prayer and contemplative coloring, it can help us let go of that myth of perfection and return our focus to the Prince of Peace. So when she begins to feel frazzled or overwhelmed by the demands of the season, she tries to take the counterintuitive approach to actually allowing more time for prayer and more time for stillness. And it seems like it's counteractive to what you're trying to do, but actually in doing so will settle you to be able to handle what's going on in the season. So during this second week of Advent, I pray that coloring the peace mandalas and embracing the practice of centering prayer will provide a tangible way to find peace and stillness amongst the storms that are swirling around us. And during the season of waiting and preparation and activity and anticipation, may we let go of the myth of perfectionism and open our hearts to welcome the Prince of Peace into our lives. May coloring the mandalas, lighting candles of the Advent wreath and candles here for our prayer intentions, and practicing centering prayer actually help us stay centered in peace as we take our steps toward Bethlehem. Now, when we do the centering prayer, and you'll notice when we're coloring the mandala, she intended this one to be a very relaxing and restful and peaceful design. So focus on God and just kind of allow your distractions to go away. And you sit comfortably, you breathe deeply, and just practice being still. And she says, as you listen for a sacred word that you'll come to you or phrase, and let that become your time of your centering prayer, also be open. You might have a preconceived notion of what your centering prayer word is going to be, your sacred word, but be open that it might become something else. When you settle into your silence, just more than anything, savor this time of peace and quiet, and the relaxing aspect of coloring. It really opens up your right brain, and just enjoy being in this peaceful space. Now, you can color any way you want within there. Sometimes people write their centering word in the middle, and then they color from the inside out. But you could also color from the outside in, and then end with like amen in the middle, kind of close that your time. And don't worry when your thoughts wander as you do this. It's very natural. Just let yourself release the distraction and be gentle. Don't be upset with yourself. It's really hard to stay focused. And just refocus on your word and come back. A lot of times that's what I tell myself, come back. And come back to that space of centering and allow it to guide you back. And sometimes, especially when we do our times with our meditative service, and I'm going to be reading some scriptures, three different ones around peace, sometimes as you're coloring, you're going to have some revelations or something that you want to capture. Feel free to write it on your mandala and date it as well, because sometimes you can refer back to them and kind of know what was going on in that time period. So feel free if you have some reflections to capture those. So our first reading tonight. First one comes from Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And our second verse comes from Numbers 6, verses 24 through 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And from John 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. So as we enter into our time of silence, let me pray. God, help us be still and centered in you during this time of contemplative coloring. And at this time, if you didn't already grab colors, there's some on the bench there, and there's extras if you need them. And just allow yourself to take this time of silence and to do some contemplative coloring. Application.